You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From AT&T Stadium in Dallas, Texas, the CONCACAF Nations League Finals continue between traditional powers Mexico and fast-rising Panama, with the winner to play the United States in the final on Sunday night. Chavez or Sanchez? It's Chavez. Back post. It's in. Mexico lead. And this is Quiñones. Flag stays down for now. Quiñones. Quiñones! It is 2-0 to Mexico. Right down the middle, Lozano. Flag down for now, Chucky Lozano. Mexico advance to the Nations League final for another clash with the United States.
Mexico put three past Panama, although it didn't take any extra time for them. It was a pretty comfortable win for Mexico last night against Panama, and they will now meet the United States in the CONCACAF Nations League final coming up on Sunday. And Panama, they had their chances looking at these final match statistics, but Mexico really efficient with the opportunities that they had in this game, Brian.
Yeah, Mexico, from the start of the game, looked strong. I think Panama actually controlled much of that first 15 mm-hmm. minutes. They created a lot of opportunities, weren't able to take them. But this Mexican side, it looked a lot different to me in the sense that they were more committed as a group. You've seen Mexico before where it's been like two or three players would be pressing the ball and then the others would be sitting back. There wasn't any of that throughout this whole match. You could see they had an idea of going forward and how they wanted to play. They were definitely, we're going to get back to this clinical side. They were more clinical than Panama. And the thing that stood out to me about the first goal they score is I was surprised at how deep Panama was on that free kick. If the line's higher, your goalkeeper can come out and get the ball. Now, maybe the line's high because the goalkeeper's not that strong at coming for crosses, but you open that little door and
you would have feasted on that.
Oh, my gosh. I would have loved it.
Would you have been clinical?
Yeah.
Would you have been clinical?
I would like to think so.
Yeah. I was hoping Ali would have just said that word. I was waiting to throw that clinical word about
Brian.
Brian was
so clinical in his day, he should have been a doctor. Come on.
Six shots. All of them on target and three goals for Mexico.
Well, the point is Panama played well.
They just weren't
clinical.
They weren't.
They had really good chances. For me, what surprised me about this Mexico side is how direct they were. I have not seen Mexico play in a long time where they were very direct with long balls over the top, and trying to take the game to Panama. That's what surprised me. And for me, again, we talked about important players yesterday. Three of us here picked about Alvarez and the influence that he will have.
Social media.
Three of us picked Alvarez and saying how influential he will be to this Mexico team. And for me, he's becoming slowly an all-round midfielder, historically known for more of his defensive duty. But when you start adding goals to your game, you're taking yourself to another level as a top-tier midfielder. Very influential in this side. Quiñones, we talked about Jimenez coming on. He had one or two chances, mm-hmm. wasn't clinical enough, or wasn't really didn't convict himself enough to really take those opportunities. And then the young player that they've got also there is Eric Sanchez, the young winger from Pachuca. So for me, it's a different Mexico side that we're seeing. And like you said, it's a real committed side. And they seem very serious about making a statement in this tournament.
They also benefit from having a practically timeless goalkeeper in Guillermo Ochoa.
Yeah, that's a good
point. This man could stand on his head for, I mean, I don't know how old he is, but the locks are still hitting and he's still blocking shots. I mean, this guy is absolutely impressive. And the one thing that I think struck me most about the way Mexico played is they are being way more direct and they are being more long ball in a way that we haven't seen in a while.
I haven't seen
and that also happens to be the way that the U.S. don't want their opponent to play because they have a tough time breaking down, which makes for a fairly difficult final coming up.
We will preview coming up here in a second, but we can't talk about this match without focusing on some of the controversy that happened on Mexico's second goal.
Oh, by the way, Ali, look, let me draw you a straight line. Oh, you switched me.
Well, your hand's shaking violently. What's going on? Okay.
Why is this crooked? Charlie was 100% right to give him credit, man. He called this. This line is crooked. We find out that this is a different version of the line drawing than we've seen in the Premier League.
Unlike UEFA, this line was drawn by hand.
By hand.
And so, yes, if it does look crooked, your eyes are not wrong.
There's just someone in the VAR booth with a compass and a ruler and a calculator that spits out the paper.
Third grade.
Look, someone who's attempted some DIY projects at home, like, drawing a straight line is really hard, okay? No matter how hard you try.
This is what my IKEA shelf looks like.
It's also why all the
photos are sliding off my wall. But our rules analyst, Christina Uncle, weighed in on this situation. So here's a listen at what she had to say about this.
Quite a bit of doubt in this one, and I want to go ahead and clarify that the fact that it is a line that is set by a human, and that human is the assistant VAR in the VAR, who set the line that is assisted by technology in the sense that as soon as they get that point, which here is the right foot of Andre, you drop the line. Then the line is dropped at that point, and it's supposed to be synced catty corner to where the field dimensions. Here we don't have a straight flush line. It is a little bit off kilter, but you drop that line as the assistant in the VAR, the assistant VAR.
A little off kilter. I want her to be my lawyer so bad.
She's good.
Alexis was playing slightly outside of the legal bounds. You know what I mean? Slightly off kilter is this line is what we should be depending on to call the match on whether a goal goes in or not in a competition, a knockout competition. This should not happen. This should not be allowed. And we need to find out why don't we have the AI line that UEFA has? Is it that this stadium isn't able to be equipped with those cameras? If that's the case, bro, that's going to be pretty important come World Cup. A lot of people were talking about the pitch. Now there's even more to worry about. This is where the final was going to be?
It's different by jurisdictions. That is a CONCACAF jurisdiction. It's their responsibility. The World Cup is going to be FIFA done. You better believe the technology is going to be there for the World
Cup.
Those
lines will be straight.
You better have it for Copa America also.
Yes.
Yeah. This, I'll tell you right now, is a huge deal. And it, the second goal going in changes the game completely.
100%.
Yeah, listen, I'm not taking away from way Mexico played, and they deserve the win in the end, but that second goal, what it does is it raises everybody's head if you're on the Mexican side. On the Panamanian side, it puts a lot more pressure on trying to get that next goal. And so you open yourself up a little bit. You start making different changes to try and get goals. And that is a huge mistake. Mm-hmm.
If you were a player on the Panama side and you find out later that this line was what are your thoughts?
There's nothing you can do.
I know there's nothing you can do, but what are your thoughts?
No, but
it just feels like
it's not your responsibility. It's out of your hands. As a player, like Brian said, there's a saying I always say, goals change games. As the game's going on, the momentum, who's got up and who's not, depending on who scores next, everything can change in dynamic from the mental standpoint of players being on the pitch.
And the timing of, as you pointed out, Brian, of that goal happening also right before the half, too. Mexico going to the locker room with a 1-0 lead versus a 2-0 lead, that's a very different conversation that Panama is having in the locker room.
It is. You know, as a coach, you go in, you're changing your team talk. Like, hey, we've played well. We're only behind one goal. Now you're down two goals. You're thinking about who can I put on? What kind of changes can I make? Do I need to shift my formation? It is a huge factor in how a coach and players take the second half.
And because you're 2-0 down as well, then it becomes that next goal is even more vital. If you don't get that next goal, it becomes three, game's done pretty much.
As we saw.
Ochoa with that double save in the 51st minute. Panama did come out and really try to take it to him. Unfortunate on the day that they just weren't able to find the back of the net. Mexico advances. The final will be between Mexico and the U.S. coming up this Sunday. Going to be a fun one to watch.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.